The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Subis Daf Mem Dalet. We're starting Perek Aval Piyam Yetz Hashem. For the next several prokim, the next 5-6 prokim, the Iker theme is the financial shibudim that are incumbent on a husband to his wife. There's financial shibudim on the wife to the husband also. In the previous Perek, we learned about the dinim that Chazal, the chiyuvim that Chazal imposed on a husband, supporting his wife, mezoinus, pirkuno, refu, and so on and so forth. Now, when we're starting afalpi, we're learning about something else. We know that there's a concept of ksuba, where a husband is meshubet to provide for his wife, not only while he's alive, but even after he divorces or after he passes away. His estate is mechuyev to a certain extent, support her. The extent of that support will be discussed in Mitzvah Shem, will develop over the rest of the Masechta. But one of the noisim that we haven't met up with is the noisim of the first mission in our Perek, in the Dalet Amud Beis, where even though Chazal established a set amount for a ksuba, psula goyve mosayim amon amona, but im rotza lohoisiv afilu me amona yoisiv, a husband can be meshabed himself to any amount of money in the world. And very often that's the case, where in order to secure a certain shidduch, most often today it works the other way, where the kala's parents have to commit themselves to a certain amount of financial support for the husband. Nidunya, dowry, that's also going to be discussed in Mitzvah Hashem over the course of the next 4 or 5 prokim. But here in this Mishnah we're discussing what a husband is mishabin himself with the dinim of ksuba, either when he's megarisha or that he could add on any amount of money to the terms of ksuba which were imposed by Chazal. He doesn't have to be meshabed himself to ksuba, it's incumbent on him, inherent in the marriage itself. Masha'en came when we're talking about Hoysofa, we're talking about something that he's meshabed himself, usually with a kinyan sudar, or written on a shtar. Either way, the kinyan is then chal, it's considered binding lahaloch. Tosfos over here introduces a kasha, which opens up a whole host of things to talk about. And because it's such a fundamental concept in Chosh Mishpat, the idea of being Meshabed oneself, being Mechayev oneself, what is the extent by which one can be Mechayev, Meshabed themselves to anything? Could I be Mechayev myself to buy, to sell, to do a business deal, to go into a partnership, to split a partnership, to arrange certain financial vehicles? All that is the address of a lot of the basis of that type of discussions in the first Taisus and Alperic. Taisus asks the Kasha, Temu da'achshav no'agu shekoisiv chosin lekala me'a litrin. A chosin, he says, b'mei rishonim would be mishabed himself in a ksuba to a large amount. Today, our ksubis have only a standard amount. The svardi ksubis, the meaning by the svardim is to add on a tremendous amount beyond what Chazal u'machayim. And Taisus asks the Kasha, that we have a chosin who's meshabed himself, the shibud is not on his father. Chosin signs by the chuppah. Chosin is meshabed himself, the king is zuda. We're talking about something that he himself is meshabed. How much money does your average 22, 23 year old chosin bakr have? Not much. Loshen of Tesis, Ava Bisha, Enle Shava Pruta. Tesis is dramatic. Tesis says, Bishloi, Mikishi Yeshloi, who meshabed the chosin lezachoiv. If he has money, you talk about a person who's meshabed himself to support somebody, to give to tzedakah, to give to whatever it is. He's meshabed himself $1,000. He has $1,000. He's meshabed himself. What he's doing is, he's meshabed, Tosfos says, his existing nechosim. Even though he's only being meshabed himself, he's not giving it, he's not being makna those nechosim, but a person, the same way he could be makna anything he owns to somebody else, Reuven can be makna anything in his possession to Shimon, Reuven can also be meshabed his nechosim, his estate, to Shimon. Taisus brings a sugya above a kufnan zayin, it talks about shibudim. Aval oisa she'ein loy, one who doesn't have money, heich yishtabed nechosim. What is he being meshabed? He's being meshabed his nechosim that he owes. What is he meshabed himself? Kivan shalayn is chayv lahaynu dovish lay baloylam. Where's the shibud chal? Taisus is grappling over here with a fundamental issue, like we said, in many areas of halacha, many areas of chesh mishpat. When a person is meshabed himself, a person accepts on himself any type of financial commitment, to fund something, to support something, to support someone. How is that chal? So we understand that if he has money, the shibud can be chal on the estate that he has. But what about being mishabed himself if he doesn't have? Now, we know there's a concept of a person owing money even despite the fact that he doesn't have now. Simple example, if somebody picks up a rock and throws it through, Reuven picks up a rock and throws it through Shimon's window. So would Tosfos grapple with how Reuven becomes mechuyev to the money? Haloi, Reuven is broke? No, because the Maisa Mazik imposes on him a chiv. Any money that he has, any property that he has will be meshubed. Anything he doesn't have now will become meshubed if he gets it. And even if not, there's a chayvus aguf, there's a shibud aguf for him to pay that chayv. The same is true if somebody borrows money. If somebody who is down and out, he's broke, bankrupt, and he borrows $1,000 from somebody, is there any, would Tosfos have any difficulty understanding that he could be, that he becomes mechuyev? No. Somebody borrows money, even if he goes into the next bar and he spends $1,000 in one sitting, is there any havamina that he doesn't become a chuyiv? No, because the ma'isalvot, taking somebody else's money, is mishabedim with a shibud aguf, even though he doesn't have mechosim, there's a shibud aguf that's incumbent on him to pay. So what is Tosfos grappling with? Tosfos is grappling with bishleim if there's a ma'isa, which is mechayev ma'isa halvot, taking somebody's money, taking somebody's property, breaking somebody's thing. Those are ma'isim, those create a reality of a choyv, memel the choyv is chal on him. The choyv is chal on him is a shibud aguf. But when we talk about somebody who's not mechuyev the money, that reality is created right now, that he owes $100. What about this person who owes the ksuba? The husband right now, does he have on him $1,000 choyv? Does he owe the money? No. Does he have to give the money now? No. With what does he become a chayiv? Where's the chayiv chal? Let's accept as a basic premise in Chosh Mishpat that every kinyan, every chalois between a transfer of ownership, every creation of a chayiv, a mechira, whatever the case may be, has to be, in our terminology, has to be chal. It has to, right now, find expression in creating a concrete chiyuv. When a person, like we said, breaks a window, when a person borrows money, he becomes mechuyev. Right now, he owes $100. That test doesn't have a problem understanding. But a person who owes a ksuba doesn't owe the $1,000 now. He has on him a din that if he'll divorce his wife, or if he dies, his nechosim will become meshuvet. How's that chal? What was chal? Right now, he was mechayev. So what's with every ksuba? When a person gets married, what he has is, he has the choiv, als his marriage, als his ksuba, that if he gets divorced, the marriage is mechayiv. If you want to be married, Chazal imposed the din, that you're mechayiv right now, we'll say it like this, you're mechayiv right now to become mechayiv in the event of either being divorcing your wife, or if you pass away. The choivas haksubas right now, if we want to say it, it's not so much now, when a person gets married, the question is asked, when is the chiyuv of ksuba chal on a husband? When he dies? Chiyuv manat chal on the person after he dies. Reb Chaim says, no. Reb Chaim says, when he gets married, he becomes mechuyiv, part of the marital obligation, the same way he has a chiyuv to support his wife, mizoinois, refua, pirkuna, and so on. He also has a chiyuv now to support his wife, that his wife will, let's say it like this, he has a chiyuv now that his wife will be supported. But what is the choyv chal in terms of $100? What's chal on him now? What's chal on him now is choyvas ho'ishus. Choyvas ho'ishus has many forms. There's sheikh susvayino, there's all the commitments that are discussed in the ksuba that we looked about in the last parak. There's also another chiyuv. There's a chiyuv right now that he becomes mechuyev to his wife in the event that he's no longer here, or he no longer wants her as his wife. He's mechuyev to take care of her. That chiyuv is chal now. But what is it chal as? It's chal as a choyv as ishus. It's not chal as a choyv as choyv. It's not chal in terms of $100. Somebody breaks somebody's window, he's not chayv only because he's a mazik and he has to write it. He becomes mechuyev right now for $100. The choyv of $100 is chal on a husband only after he divorces his wife. With the gerushin, with the miso, he becomes mechuyev to the sum of 200, 100 zuz. But what does he become mechuyev now? He becomes mechuyev now that he's married. The choyv as a ishus is chal on him now. Tosfos was grappling with a fundamental issue. Could a person become mechuyev to something where he's not mechuyev now in dollars and cents? He doesn't become a bal chuyev now. He only becomes defined as having a chuyev later on. So Tosfos says that v'shari l'rebelio v'heshevloi. Rabbeinu Eliyahu, one of the Balei Tosfos, brought a precedent where we find in Shas. It doesn't necessarily explain it, but we show a precedent for such a thing being chal. How can a person create on himself? Again, Tosfos asked the kasha that if a person has nechosim, he can create right now a shivin nechosim. That's not difficult to understand. That a person can, if he has a house, he can be mishabed his house to support a moisid for the next 25 years. He can be the choyv is chal in his house. But if he doesn't have anything, if he doesn't have anything of his own, so then the only thing he can do is create a choyv that he has right now. He owes $100. Like a bal choyv, can he create now that he'll become mechuyev lachazman? So Tosfos says there's a president from a sugya bav metziyah of tzadik dalid. A shemichinam, we know that a shemichinam and a shoyl have different chiyuvim. A shemichinam, if somebody is just watching somebody else's chayfet, somebody's car, somebody's whatever it is, without pay, so he's mechuyev in pshir, he's mechuyev in shlichus yad, he's not mechuyev in gneva of aved. If the item was stolen, he's not mechuyev. But a shoyel is mechuyev, since kol anosha loy, since he borrowed something, if he borrows somebody's car, he's mechuyev even if the damage to the car was totally beyond his control. He's an oynes gomer, he's mechuyev. Shoyel has mechuyev, rightfully so. He's using somebody else's property. So he has kol anosha loy, he's mechuyev. Tosfos says that a shemichinam can upgrade his level of responsibility. Masne shemichinam liyos kasher, he can create a self-imposed obligation to have the dinim of a shoyel, and he'll be mechuyev anointing. How does one do that with a kinyan suda? Tosfos says, I see over there a smach for what we're grappling with. What did Rabbeinu Eliyahu mean to say? Exactly this point. Chiddush Arim explains this parichus in his chiddushim over here. The concept over here is, like we said, there's a precedent that there's a choyv l'ischayev. A person can become choyv in having a chiyuv l'achazman. What does it mean? It means that by shemichinam, let's think about it. Does a shemichinam right now, if he wants to be choyv in oinsim, is he right now choyv for the hezek of the chayvitz? If I'm watching somebody's car, I allow him to park it in my driveway, I'm watching if him, he's away on vacation for 2 weeks, I'm watching if him, and I was mechayev myself by him. Am I chayev right now the $20,000 of the car cost? No. If the car will be stolen, then I become mechuyev when he comes back, $20,000. How is it chal on me? Again, he needs a kinyan to be mechayev himself. With what was he mechayev himself? Did he become mechuyev right now $20,000? No. When does he become mechuyev $20,000? Only b'shas oinsim. Aha! So we have a precedent of somebody creating on themselves a status that they will become mechuyev lachazman. Now, why is it takir chal? What did he create on himself? If the basic understanding is that every kinyan, every shibud, every ischaivus has to be chal, it can't just be a verbal agreement, but it has to right now be nitvas. What was nitvas? That he will have a chiv? Anytime a person buys something, la'achaz man, it can be choiz in the interim. If a person says, I'm selling you this chayfitz, la'acha lamed yoyim. So it can be choiz, call lamed yoyim. Why? Because the chayfitz didn't as of yet be transferred from Reuven's possession to Shimon's possession. Reuven could be choizah. Might not be the right thing to be choizah morally, but Reuven could be choizah because no kinyan was chal, and that's the way it is b'chol ha'tarei kulo. Any agreement that we make which is not chal now with the kinyan could be gone back on, could be either side could be choizah. So over here also, why shouldn't it be able to be choizah until the shas she'ela, until the shas oinis? The teretz is because what's chal on him now is the din of shoyl. The din of shoyl that's chal on him now is to become mechuyev when there is an oinis later on to the sum of whatever the car is worth. Over here also, what's chal on him now? He's meshabed himself. He writes an agreement. He's meshabed himself now that his issues is mechayim. The normal issues chazal mechayim chayves issues of the support of moneh masayim. Over here chazal, not chazal, it's a self-imposed chiyuv. He imposed on himself that the issues to him is mechayim as the husband to become mechuyev lacha misosu lacha, that he's megarish his wife to that song. So what's chal on him now is the chayiv to be mechuyev. B'lashon chidush harim, a chiyuv lehischayev. That's the concept that Taisus is. I'm explaining this by richus because it's a very fundamental concept, which leads us into a lot of areas in halakha. The idea of being mechuyev lehischayev is Taisus's fundamental concept that it learns out from this bit. Just to drive home this point, Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out, Lagabi the sugya of Mas Nashem Echinam Lias Kishem Esocha, that if the choiv of paying the money, of paying for the oinsim, is only chal later on, when he makes the kinyan b'shas the Meshicha, b'shas he becomes a shomer, but derech chal, whenever there's a maisa kinyan that's done on something which will only be chal achazman, there's a problem of kol se kinyoni. The kinyan that's done now will not be able to cover for a chalos kinyan of later on. Except, let's say, for a shtar, where the shtar is still existing, person's megarish ishtar lachazman, the shtar, the get, still exists later on. You need the vehicle of the kinyan, the money, the shtar, whatever it is, but by kinyan suda, where an act of agreement between the two of them was done, l'chayr is a problem of kolsa kinyanoi. Kivega grapples with this. The way we're saying the teretz, and Kivega really points this out, is very straightforward. What's chal now is not the choiv of $100. What's chal now is the din of being a shoyl, is the personal commitment to being a shoyl. What's chal now, in our case, is that this is how much the issue is meshabedim. That's chal now. Whether that creates right now the choiv of $100 is not relevant. What's chal now is a choiv is ksuba for 10,000 zuz, and that will create that there'll be a choiv of an actual $10,000 to be paid later on. This is what Taisus is mechadish based on that sugya. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in a shiur over here grapples with our explanation because he says if you look at the Rambam says something interesting. The Rambam paskins really a whole discussion hilchos shomrim, but the Rambam paskins that if actually in the case that we mentioned shemichinam liyas kishem esocher, I take somebody else's car, I'm watching it, but I accept on myself the chiyuv of avoyntzim. If the car is actually nenso, the car is actually stolen or whatever, then lemafreya I become mechuyev. There's a shibud nechosin that's chal on my estate to pay for the car from the shas. She'elo, from the Shas Shmira. That means that we're not looking at it as a chiyuv now to become chiyuv later on, the way we explained. But Master Shevichin and Lias Kishem Isaka means that it's Nizbar later on, B'Shas Ayin is, that the chiyuv is chal on me from when I actually became a Shemir. In which case, our Raya doesn't exist. We're trying to bring a raya that there could be a chiyuv on somebody. A person could create a chiyuv lihis chayiv. It's not mechuyiv now. He has a chiyuv lihis chayiv lachazman. There's no raya if you learn like the Rambam. Because of this Rambam, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says the Yisrael a little bit differently. He says that there's a concept, and that's what Tosis is really proving over here. He says it different than the way we said it. That Tosis is, Rabbeinu Elio is proving that a person could become mechuyiv something. Enachanami is mechuyiv from today. But can the shomer collect? I'm sorry, can the owner of the car that Reuven watched the car for Shimon, can Shimon collect on the car from today? Chaim Shmulevitz brings out that you see in Master Shemichin and Lizka Shemisacha that there's a concept the person can create on himself a choiv which has no piroyon of today. For instance, the marshal, a person borrows money. He brings as an example, a person borrows money, and he writes on the shtar, there's a concept of choiv, lachas man peroyin, toiv man peroyin, that the choiv is not oimid legvio. The choiv is not collectible. He borrows money, the zman peroyin achoiv is only after 10 years. How do we look at the choiv in the interim in the next 10 years? Is there be'etzem, the money is owed? Do we look at the money as not being owed at all? Is the money owed, but just you can't collecting in Bezdin. Bezdin won't stand behind it. So we see there's an interesting halacha that there's a discussion in Makis Dav Gimel. We know that Choyva is in Yonah Diyoyma. Shmita is Meshamet Choyva. All Choyva is the end of Shmita is wiped out. What about a Choyva which hasn't yet come into term? A Choyva which is only Nitin Legvi in another few years. Is that called a Choyva? Maybe the Torah only wiped out Choyva at the end of Shmita, which are collectible. Do we look at it as a choiv? Do we look at it as a choiv? The Gemara has a whole discussion back and forth. What we see is that we're looking at the choiv. It's not just that the malve can't collect from the loiva, but inherently there's a din. It's a choiv. It certainly is a choyv. If the loiver would die, his yorshim would inherit on the estate of the father that choyv. There is a choyv. But that choyv doesn't have a din peroy, doesn't have a din gvir. Memeila, if it doesn't have a din gvir, there's no din that it gets wiped out by Shemitah. What's interesting is, a riot to this, that the choyv is missing be'etzem. If it's koydim zman peroyin, the halacha would be, let's say he wouldn't go to Bezdin. Let's say the malva would go to the estate of the loiva and he would grab them on his alav. You're not allowed to be goyva not to a Bezdin, like Sila Kenosha. But let's say he does. Let's say he goes to the loiva's house and he collects the choyv, he collects $1,000, he goes into his desk drawer and he takes $1,000, that's all. He has to give back the money. He doesn't have a schus to take the money. There's a different case, the Rambam points out, where Reuven lent Shimon money. Reuven lent Shimon money, and he says, I'm lending you the money, I want it to be an open-ended chayv, I will not come, I have no schus to collect from you, you pay me whenever it works for you. Very generous offer. He wants Shimon to have the money, to feel free to keep the money as long as possible. Shimon can pay him back whenever. The halach is over there, that if Reuven would go, let's say Reuven had a change of heart, the friendship broke up, now Reuven goes to Shimon's house, he can't be going to Bezdin because Shimon has a shtar that says that Reuven can't collect from him. Only when Shimon wants to pay back. Reuven goes to Shimon's house and he forces his way in and he collects the money. He's Teufis. The halacha is the money belongs to him. Because Be'etzim it's a choyv that's come of term. That what was made up in the choyv is a tenai that Shimon, that Reuven can't be going to Shimon in Bezdin. He can't use a legal recourse to get the money. But the money is there. The money is a money that is a choyv that has a schuz gvir. Mashenk, in the case that we discussed, Toich Hazman, the choyv is a choyv that does not have a gvir mail over there. The tfisa would be a mice exam. He would have to give back money. It's an interesting halacha and choyshe mishpah. Getting back to us, by Master Shem Echinam, Lias Keshem Nesochor, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, that's all, explains that the concept is, even according to the Rambam, that the choyv is chal, lemafreya bishas, that he took the car, that Reuven took Shimon's car to watch for him, but the money is not collectible. Who makes it tasty that a person could create on himself a choiv which is not collectible? Either you are mishubin or you're not mishubin. That's what Tosfos saw. That's what Rabbeinu Eliyahu saw in the sugya Master Shem Chinam Lizkashem himself. Again, so we have the two nuschois. Either we're going to say that what Tosfos is proving is that there's a choiv lehis chayiv, or that there's a choiv which is a proper choiv, but it's ain't nitin lepiroyin. Either way, Tosfos is learning at a whole new level of committing oneself financially, even when there's no existing choiv which has a koyach gvir, a person can create on himself a number of scenarios where he's mishabed himself in different ways to somebody else. Tosfos is proving that from the sugya Master Shem Chinam Lizkashem.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.